So hello all and welcome. So how y'all doing today? Hope you're all doing good, fine and well. Doing okay, doing all right. I just came across a bizarre story here from BuzzFeed. I thought they were bankrupt. I thought they went out of business. How are they still churning out stories? Maybe this story is an older one. I don't know. It didn't look older. It showed up recently in my feed. I don't know. But I was curious when I saw the title. So I went, I read some of the story, and it linked to a video on TikTok, of course, cancer. Social media cancer, that is TikTok. So I checked out the video and I said, oh, I definitely got to comment on this. So let's get right into this, shall we? So from BuzzFeed News, which again I thought was defunct, the penny method. It's the new disturbing trend to hit modern dating, and it's way worse than ghosting. And so, of course, since the mainstream, lamestream, any stream of media is talking about this, you know it's something negative to do with men, because, of course, the mainstream, lamestream media never has anything bad to say about women. Any and everything disturbing is always a man's fault. Of course it is. So it begins by saying, I want to start off by saying that if you're a woman who has to date men in 2023, I'm so goddamn sorry. I think you got it backwards, honey. So this is projection, right? Typical modern Western woman lacking in self-awareness, doesn't realize that she's projecting how she actually feels about herself and the reality of the world as it is, and instead is projecting it out onto men because she can't deal with the truth, the reality that actually women are to blame. Yeah, this article might not make you feel better about the state of modern dating culture. I don't give a crap either way. I'm old and I don't date, so I don't care. I tapped out, baby, a long time ago. But it will definitely keep you on your toes. I don't want to be on my toes. It's too much work. You ever try standing on your toes for a long period of time? Pass. There will be no blindsiding in 2024, ladies. Oh, yeah, because it's men that are blindsiding women. Yeah, because women ain't in charge now. Oh, no, it's the evil male patriarchy. Yeah, okay. Today's episode of Reasons to be Scared of Men. What? You're kidding, right? I mean, men are five times more likely to be the victims of violent assault than women. It's men that need to be afraid of women, not the other way around. The entire legal, judicial apparatus is heavily skewed in favor of women. If a dude punches a woman out, he going to jail, baby. If some chick punches a man out, if the cops do show up, they'll show up, they'll laugh. Well, you know, is what it is. You have any evidence? Well, what about Me Too? Allegations are evidence, right? Only if it comes from the mouth of a woman. Only women's words are equal to evidence, not men's. But somehow you need to be scared of men. Ooh, okay. We have something called the penny method. Oh boy, here we go. I was introduced to this horrifying manipulation tactic that men are employing on women successfully. Really, I got to learn about this. Because generally speaking, women are the ones that are very good at manipulating men. Not so much. Not nearly as good anyway. Certainly not as good at emotional manipulation, though. Mental manipulation, maybe. It depends. Let's see. Let's see what this penny method is. But generally speaking, isn't it women that, use manipulation tactics? It's been my experience. Men are pretty simple. We don't want to deal with this kind of crap. The manipulation, playing games, too much work. Through a TikTok by Erica Pham, 23-year-old singer and songwriter based in Toronto. Ooh, well, she's got to know her stuff then, huh? A singer, songwriter. And she's attractive? Well, with all that makeup, that's a lot of makeup, yo. She's pancaked it on, hasn't she? So she's not a bad-looking broad, 23, singer and songwriter in degenerate Canada. Yeah, so you know she's riding the carousel. She's been with a lot of dudes. Okay, let's hear what she has to say on the matter. So there's a video. Do we want to watch it? Yeah, why not? So I got the headphones on. So Might as well. Let's check this thing out, okay? Okay, so here she is. Not a bad-looking chick. You know, she's got the, frosted hair, so that's not her natural hair color. Lots and lots of makeup. I can't see the rest of her body, but she looks, she's a decent-looking broad. I'd say a 7. I'd say a 7. You might be saying, oh, you're too picky. I'm not picky. She's a 7. She's no 8. Come on. All that makeup, and she just looks, you know, okay in my view. Look at how tweezered those eyebrows are. Good Lord, she's putting a lot of work into looking, okay. I wonder what she is without the makeup. Maybe a 6. Anyway, let's hear what this broad has to say. What is this penny method?
Okay, I'm getting ready to go on a date, but I learned some information today that feels illegal to know.
Illegal to know. Why? It feels illegal to know, yeah, because anything against women, anything that manipulates a woman on a man's part. Oh, that should be illegal. It feels illegal. It feels like more of a crime. It feels like more of a bad action than if a woman did it to a man.
Talking to one of my guy friends about love bombing, and he goes, well, yeah, that sounds like the penny method.
Right, yeah, notice she knows about love bombing because that's what women do, right? They love bomb men. And, you know, we're not as capable of processing, dealing with overwhelming emotion as women. You know, the part of a man's brain that processes emotion is actually much smaller than the part of the brain that processes emotion in women. Women are emotional, men are more logical. So if you love bomb a man, if you overwhelm him with all of these pleasurable, positive emotions, you know, you're kind of wrapping him around your little finger if he doesn't know any better, right? Yeah. Let's continue.
I was like, the penny method? There are methods? So he starts...
Yeah, love bombing's a method. So she's got a problem with men love bombing women? Or using a variation of love bombing? Mm-hmm, of course. Double standard galore here.
Explaining it to me, and he goes, okay, imagine a girl is a piggy bank, which, interesting analogy, but hear me out. In order to get...
What's wrong with that? You can't use analogies with women. It's an interesting analogy. It's about right. I mean, relationships are piggy banks in a sense. I mean, we invest into them, right? And the more we invest, the more we keep that investment within the relationship, within the piggy bank, that's the relationship, not the woman, but the piggy bank, it represents the relationship itself, the more value there is concentrated within that relationship, all right? Nothing wrong with that. That's an apt analogy. I think my analogy is better, with the piggy bank representing the relationship instead of the woman. But anyway, let's continue.
Get her interested. Obviously, at first, you have to be feeding her $100 bills.
That's very apropos. That's, yeah. This woman, mask off moment. Mask off moment. Yeah, you got to feed them $100 bills. Literally.
Putting in $100 bills is a lot of work, and you don't always want to be doing that. So eventually, you reduce it to 90. Now, she's going to feel the decrease in effort, but it's only 10%. So if she tries to bring it up, she's going to sound crazy at this point. Now, here's where it gets sick. The next thing you do is you bump it back up to 95. Now, instead of feeling like she lost 5, which is how she would feel if you went directly from 100 to 95, suddenly she feels like she's gained 5. But you are still putting in 5% less effort. Basically, you just keep repeating this cycle and weaning her off your effort until you get to the point where you're giving her pennies and suddenly she's excited to receive a nickel. The idea that men might actually think like this makes me so afraid. Like,
lady, don't women think like this? I mean, you never heard of the bait and switch? You clearly don't watch men's content. Women, almost overwhelmingly, are the ones that do this. They do the bait and switch. They do the love bombing, and they reduce a little bit, and then they give you a little, crumb here and there, and they wean you off and then get you used to ever less levels of effort. So basically, her problem isn't that men are using this. It isn't that her problem isn't that this tactic exists. Her problem is that men are starting to adopt the tactics that women use to manipulate and control men. I see.
Is this boy math? Because I don't like it. Anyways, be safe out there, ladies. I think
I love the entitlement. I I should be the only one allowed to manipulate you, man. You should not be allowed to manipulate me. And it sounds like it ought to be illegal to me. And it probably will be illegal eventually. Because we all know who runs the legal system.
The takeaway message in all of this is that we should never be accepting anything less than $100 bills.
Oh, really? Yeah, we should never... The max... So you should never accept anything less than the maximal amount of what the man has. Well, you sound an awful lot like a gold digger, sweetheart. So it's okay for you to be a gold digger and demand 100% of a man's time, affection, and monetary resources. But what do you bring to the table? God forbid he expects something from you, right? How dare he expect something in return? I give nothing. I am the table. I am the piggy bank. Yep, yeah, well, there you go. Total mask off moment, right? All that's required. Well, what do you bring to the table? What virtues? What values? Myself! I'm so valuable! Why? Because lots of hot giga-chad men are chasing me. Yeah, they're banging you. They want to bang you, honey. They don't want to have a relationship with you because you don't bring anything to the table that is a relationship material. What are you actually bringing to the table that would be our relationship, huh? I mean, I'm bringing these $100 bills, I'm creating the piggy bank, I'm investing in the piggy bank, I'm putting all this effort in. What about you? Well, of course, you know, as with all things woman, they will never tell you what they bring to the table, because everything's one-sided, right? Yeah. Only the man has to bring something. I don't have to bring nothing. Oh, wait, I do. Me, that's all that's required. So this gold digger broad, is that a Chanel bag? Yeah, thinks that she's only worth $100 bills, maximal amount of effort from a man. I gotta wonder how much effort she's actually putting in. The level of entitlement is ridiculous. So, wow, wow, wow. That's basically all I could say after hearing this. Is the writer of this a woman? Is this a woman writer? I mean, I knew dating could be toxic. Uh-huh, yeah. I wonder, of course, she's not talking about, is this a she? Let me see who wrote this. Let me see, check the name here. Doesn't say. Maybe it's at the bottom. But anyway, I knew dating could be toxic, but this is next level conniving. I had to know more about this methodology. Yeah, men aren't allowed to have any methods, right? So I reached out to Erica. Oh, boy. Yeah, because the person you should be going to get advice about how to get a man is a woman. No. Always talk to a man in regards to getting a man. Don't ever ask another woman. Women give the worst relationship advice, yo. First off, was this for any of or hers guilty of pennying? But women are guilty of this, right? This is what they do in a relationship to get power, and you got to check them, right? They put in a lot of effort sometimes. They might love bomb you if they're into you, that is. And, you know, once they feel like they got you, then they'll just, you know, snatch it back, because women are generally pretty lazy, and the moment they feel like they got you hooked, got you on the wire, or have you locked in, there goes the effort. So that should tell you to never, ever let a woman get you locked in. First off, was he guilty of pennying, and how do we know this is a trend? Yeah. Yeah, men aren't this savvy and sophisticated, really. That's part of the problem. This is women. Women, they do this all the time. Ha ha ha. I hate to call him out, but yes, he admitted to doing it in the past. Doing what? What is this? This is just simple human psychology, duh. But now he realizes it's wrong. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. How dare you want to have hand power in a relationship? You silly, evil man, you. I should have all the power. Erica told BuzzFeed. He said he definitely knows guys who do it. Yeah, yeah, they're top-tier dudes, right. Top-tier dudes. Yeah, sure. They can do it. Not going to work for the other 80% of dudes. 80, 90%, really. And also those guys who do it but aren't aware that they're doing it. What? Okay. I was curious how Erica, who admitted to having been pennied before, does she admit that she does this all the time with men? They will bait and switch? No. Love bombing men, Does she admit that she uses emotional manipulation tactics, uses sex to manipulate men? Oh no. Women couldn't possibly be guilty of any wrongdoing. And even if they did something wrong, it's a man's fault. Well, he made me love bomb him and then bait and switch him. He gave me no choice. Yeah. Advise women on protecting themselves from the penny method. Good luck. I mean, all the dudes you. I mean, first of all, the low tier dudes, this won't work because women don't want those dudes. And those high tier dudes, yeah. They can hook these women and make them ever more thirsty by giving them validation and then snatching the validation away. And then the woman gets thirsty for the validation and he gives her a little more validation back and then she gets hooked. Yeah. But it won't work for a lower, this is only going to work for the top 10% of dudes. The other 90%, no chance. She's really complaining that these, all these top tier dudes, they can get away with doing this. Oh, it's so evil. I resent that. This is our sphere of influence, not men's. I think it's so terrifying, this penny method, how subtle it is. Women are the ultimate masters of manipulation, but the moment that a man uses a little of their own game against them, oh, it's the end of the world. The end of the world is the type of thing that you can make that can make you question whether your gut feeling is correct or if you're just overthinking. Yeah. Once I learned of the method, though, it made recognizing the signs a lot easier. Yeah, but you'll still put up with it if he's hot enough, dude. If he's a top 10%er, dude, what are you gonna do? I'm not gonna let you use validation and fee-fees to control me. All right, go find somebody else. No, wait! Woo! That's why I made the TikTok. I wanted other women to know about it, too. I mean, I don't know what this is going to accomplish. This may have added a whole new anxiety to my ever-growing list. Yes, if you ladies didn't have a long enough list already of things that you won't tolerate with a man, now you're making yourselves even more undateable. Oh, but I am very grateful to Erica for cluing us in on what the F-boys are scheming. Yeah, see, I called it. The F-boys are the dudes that are either so good-looking that even if he's broke, the woman can't help but salivate and want to bang the crap out of him. So she'll put up with whatever behavior he displays. Or he's super wealthy and good-looking, which makes him even higher tier still. So I don't know what to complain about. This isn't going to change. I'm more aware. Doesn't matter. You'll still put up with it. And you'll still let yourself be manipulated. And you still will be manipulated because. What else are you going to do? Actually, pay attention to the bottom 90% of dudes that are invisible to you? No. So you're complaining about nothing because nothing's going to change. Okay, honey? You're going to keep chasing the guys that are never going to settle down because they have the pick of the freaking litter, and you're going to share them with other broads because, well, they're the pick of the litter. Gives me the fee-fees. This guy is so wanted by all these other women, and maybe he'll settle for me. I'm sure that I can win him over with my poon. I can manipulate him into picking me. Oh, wait, I thought manipulation was wrong. Only when he does it. Not when I do it. Well, there's a mask-off moment for you, gentlemen. You're not allowed to use women's tactics against them. You're not allowed to manipulate them. You're not allowed to use manipulation tactics. Only they're allowed to be conniving and manipulative. Of course, what's really going on here is very obvious, at least to me. This video, this story, this post is yet another manipulation tactic, but not to manipulate men so much as to manipulate other women. You see, she wants to eliminate the competition. She knows full well that the dudes that can get away with these kind of manipulation tactics are the top 5, 10% Giga Chad dudes, the ones that they're chasing, the only ones that they see, the only ones that are visible to them, while the other 90, 95% of dudes are totally, completely invisible to them. They know that these dudes are the ones that employ these tactics because the other guys can't get away with it because the women don't even see them. And this woman and women like her who are in the know, they also know that they'll overlook. They know that these tactics work, okay? And even if they recognize that they're being pennied, as this woman called it, even if the man is pennying them, it'll work. And even if they recognize it, they'll overlook it and let it affect them. Because they want those guys, but they want you ladies, the competition, the women that are also chasing these dudes, which is practically every other woman, the other 80, 90% of women out there are also chasing these top 10% dudes. They want you ladies, the competition, to say, oh, he's trying to manipulate me. Well, I'm out. You can have him. And she's like, great. I've just eliminated more competition. Yeah. So now, ever less women are going to chase those top 5, 10% dudes. And women like this savvy broad, who spread this story telling other women to avoid these dudes, who employ these tactics. Meanwhile, those are the only dudes that they want. She's removing competition. And you dopey broads out there who are going to recognize the symptoms of pennying, many of you are going to say, not interested. And then she's going to pounce. It's brilliant. Brilliant. So this is really just going to lead to ever more women being lonely and depressed and upset and drinking their boxed wine and getting cats because they're going to chase ever fewer of the top tier dudes. And that doesn't mean that they're going to chase the top lower 90% of dudes. They'll just end up being ever more alone, ever having ever less validation and approval from those dudes that they used to chase. But now they're not, because chicks like this are telling them, hey, you know, you got to watch out for the symptoms of pennying. Meanwhile, she's going out on a date with a dude who is employing those exact same tactics on her, and she's perfectly fine with it. Because women will overlook a heck of a lot to get that top 5%, 10% dude. And that's what's going on here. This post, this topic, it's just women seeking to eliminate more competition for the top tier dudes. So let me know what you think in the comment section. Is this chick a big, giant hypocrite who's just angry that the men that she wants have all the power over her, have all the control, and she resents that? Or does she have a good point? Is she correct? And somehow men are the evil doers. Let me know what you think in the comment section, and please like and subscribe to my BITCHUTE channel. And go check me out on RUMBLE. You know the site I'm talking about. I'm the realest philosopher on both sites. And also, don't forget to follow me here on YouTube. Give me a like. Subscribe to my channel. Thumbs up would be nice. And leave a comment, too. Whatever comment you want to leave. It's good for the algorithm. Anyhow, I wish you all a good and pleasant day. Until next time, take care.